Rochester was the final stop for Stan, who jumped to the big leagues, the Cardinals, in a 22-year career, all years with St. Louis. When he retired with a .331 lifetime batting average, only Rose, Cobb, and Aaron had more hits. Only Speaker had more doubles. Stan led the National League in hits, slugging, and total bases 6 times, 8 times for doubles, 5 times in triples, helping the Cards to 3 World Championships. Stan went on to play just 54 games in Rochester, hitting .326.
Of course, I only played here 3 months, and half the time I was on the road, so I really didn't spend that much time here in Rochester. Although, you know, it was AAA, and I was elated to be here.
St. Louis and mastermind GM Branch Rickey initiated the vast farm team concept, quickly copied by the other teams. And Stan says it wasn't unusual for a prospect to get several years of seasoning before moving on.
Years ago, I remember a guy would spend 2 or 3, maybe 4 years in AAA before he came up to the big leagues.
Unlike today, money was on the side of the owners then. Players couldn't take the game for granted, and the pace of the 1940s and 50s reflected the nature of the ball player.
We knew each other well, and we traveled on the trains. We had a slower pace. But today, it seems like with television and cable and lawyers and agents and strikes and all the other things involved in baseball, it seems like there's a lot of other emphasis involved in baseball, whereas years ago it was just baseball.
Muzio had an unorthodox style at the plate, dug in well back in the box, described as a peekaboo stance, a deflated question mark. White Sox pitcher Ted Lyon said Muzio batting looked like a kid peeking around a corner to see if the cops are coming.
It doesn't matter what kind of stance you have at the plate. The most important thing about a stance is coming out of that stance with a good level swing. The secret to hitting is, knowing the strike zone, swinging good pitches, concentrating, and practice.
When Stan reviews his baseball career, he admits it's a little hard to believe.
Yes, I wonder how I did all the hitting that I did. I hit 300 for 16 years in a row, and, my lifetime was .331, and I hit .331 against left-handers and .331 against right-handers and hit the same amount of hits on the road as I did at home. All these things kind of are surprising in a way. I thought I hit right-handers better, but we had a lot of practice against left-hander Slaughter and I, and consequently we hit the left-handers pretty good too.
Muzio says he was never close to leaving the Cardinals, but in 1946, the Pasquale brothers, founders and funders of the Mexican League, raided the U.S. major leagues with fantastic salary offers. Stan was making $15,000 with St. Louis, and even the lure of a $200,000 bonus wasn't enough to get Stan to jump to Mexico. Still, he says he can't blame the ball players of today for getting what they can.
I think it's human nature for everybody to take the free agency route, and a lot of the ball players are going that route. The free agency is taking away some of the loyalty to a club.
Regarded as the Cardinals' best-loved ball player, former Rochester Red Wing Stan Musial. I'm Bill Flynn.